Have you ever lost an important document on your computer? Have you ever experienced a computer crash? If you have, then you know how frustrating it can be when you lose those important files. Now, thanks to Mozi.com/Amber, you can avoid all those possible frustrations. Mozi.com/Amber is an online backup to your computer. You will never have to worry about losing the family photos or any important documentation. Try it today and receive a discount. You get 15% off Mozi Home with promo code Amber or 15% off Mozi Pro with promo code Amber. They protect your files with military-grade encryption, the same security online banks use during data transfers. So save time and effort backing up on your CDs or external hard drives that can eat up a lot of time. You can only manage to do it so often. And there's still a chance that these storage devices can be lost, destroyed, or stolen. So what are you waiting for? Visit Mozi.com/Amber. Use promo code Amber and you'll save 15% off on your file protection. Amber is a paid affiliate of Mozi.com.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. Thanks for joining me today this afternoon. Thank you for spending time with me. I appreciate each and every one of you that you take time out of your schedule to either download the podcast or tune on to the radio. So thank you for being a support to me, and I'd love to hear from you. So you can always email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com. Or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. And I have all kinds of discounts on there and a way you can fill out the contact form and send me an email that way. So I definitely want to know who is listening to the Amber May Show. So send me a hello if you enjoy the program. I kind of wanted to talk today about fathers. I don't think fathers understand how important they are in society, because society, at least in America, and I can't speak for all over the world, but I know in America, society has told us that dads are just not as important as mothers, and the media has tried to take the role out of the fatherhood, and really look at what's happened to our society. Morality has gone low. Men don't know how to be men. It takes a man to raise a man and to teach a man. A female could do the best job she possibly could, but let's face it, we're women. We don't understand the male mind. We never will. Remember the book, Women Are from Venus, Men Are from Mars? I think a mom can try her very hardest and do a fine job. You know, I'm not saying that just because you're a mother and you're raising a son that you're going to do a terrible job. That's not what I'm saying. But I think it really takes a man to raise a man. And the same for a female. It takes a mother to show her daughter what it's like to be a woman. But that's the beautiful thing about parenthood, is God knew when he set up the family and he put special qualities in each, the mother and the father, that if they combine together to raise their children are going to get the best of both worlds. Where the mother is weak in what the father provides, the father will step in, and vice versa. Where the mother is weak, or where the mother is strong and the father is weak to provide the things that the mother has, then the mother can step in. So ideally, it takes two to raise a child. And I know that it's difficult in society. We have a lot of divorces, and not judging people if they've been divorced or not, because I really can't judge. You know, it's not my place to say, oh, you're so bad or you're this or that. I don't really care if you've been divorced or not. It happens. Life happens, and, you know, families fall apart. It saddens me, and I'm sure it saddens you, because that has to be a difficult thing to go through. But at the same time, you're still a parent, and I think it would be great for both parents to show a front for their children. And I hope that that's possible in your relationship, that maybe you and your ex may not be good for each other, but hopefully you guys could be good enough to be a steady front for the kids. Because, man, I've seen a lot of kids play one parent against the other, and it's just unfortunate because every parent's trying to be the best parent they can, and sometimes they overcompensate. Maybe they think one parent's too strict, so the other parent tries to overcompensate, and then it becomes like Party City in the other parent's home. So there's definitely, you know, standards and true extremes that don't need to happen. You know, you can't have drill sergeant over here and then Party City over there, because then your kids are going to be confused. But why I'm talking about dad specifically is just because their role is so special. And coming from a female, your father, at least from a female's perspective, they're the first male figure in your life. And I truly believe that God put a desire into every female to want the approval of the man in their life. Because women was made out of man's rib to help the man through life. That's what we're supposed to do. We're helpers. In our nature, that's all we want to see our men in our life do, is be successful. We want to help them in every way possible. That's just deep down inside of us. And sometimes with the women's liberation movement and the way the media talks to us, it's confused the role within females to be that support for the man. And that's unfortunate that even females these days don't even know where their role is. So it's going to take going back to the basics, and that's going back to the Bible, because God created each one of us. He created man for a purpose, female for a purpose. He put man with certain qualities, females in certain qualities. And we've just jumbled it all up. But as a female, having a father, and blessed that I had a father in the home, because so many children in these days and age are living without their father in the home. And it's heartbreaking because I was so blessed. And there's things you can do about it. I mean, honestly, you can definitely pray for your children. Always pray for your children. You can be around good, strong male influences that can help you bridge the gap. But I was fortunate that my dad instilled a lot of great qualities. He instilled morality. He told me how to conduct myself around men. You know, he knows how men think. He knew how I should dress because how the male mind thinks, how I should conduct myself, what would be attractive to a man with certain qualities as raising a girl. So he taught me all these things. What does a man desire? And he raised me up to be a really great person and tried to do the best he could to raise a wife up. And I hope that I bless my husband. I pray to God, I really do, that I am the wife that would be best for my husband. I have to rely on God to do that. So these are the things that God put into my life through my father. He showed me how to hold my morality, which saved me from unwanted pregnancies, which saved me from diseases, which saved me from a lot of broken hearts by going to different men all the time. It just saved me a lot of heartache with having a father who installed so much good inside of me. Now, I'm not saying when I was a teenager, I loved the fact that my dad was the way he was. But looking back, and I have such a wonderful man in my life, I'm glad that he installed these things into me. And because I wanted to honor my dad just like I want to honor my husband, I tried to live up to the standards that my father set for us. Now, fathers also teach their sons how to fix things around the house, how to be men, how to be strong, how to be the rock for their family. These are the things that the fathers instill in their boys growing up, so that when their boys are ready to have a family, they know how to be the rock for their family. They know how to protect their family. Dads teach their children how to defend themselves. Dads teach their children how to, in some cases, hunt and fish to provide food. I mean, of course, in those situations, it's recreational. But if you really think about it, what is he teaching his boy to do? What if there was a famine or something, or, you know, a shortage of supplies? That boy would know how to provide for his family. A father will instruct good work ethics so that the man won't be lazy and watch TV all the time or play video games, but that he will be the provider of his household. The father will also give his son instructions on morality so that he knows how to conduct himself around females, and also how he should teach his daughter when his daughter grows up to be a wonderful female. So the father gives so much instruction to the children. And if you read in Proverbs, there's so many things that the Bible talks about that the father should do and give advice to fathers. So I would encourage you, if you're a father out there, spend a lot of time in Proverbs, because that will give you some helpful insights that, you know, we're always saying that we don't have a manual to raise children. Well, we kind of do, and it's in the Bible. And there's different things that we can learn to be parents from the Bible, because, man, you're given this brand new baby and you've never been a parent before. It could be overwhelming, I'm sure. So I always say, go back to the basics, go back to the Bible, because God created families for several reasons. And you can go into my corner store and purchase the series that I did on how does God reveal himself through relationships and through family specifically. It's fascinating, the things that God revealed to me. So I would like to bless you with that. So go to my website, AmberMayShow.com. Go to my corner store and you can purchase it there. But the father has so many dynamic roles, and we don't have enough time to go into all of it. But I would encourage fathers, if you haven't seen the movie Courageous, go see it. You know, that would really inspire you. It was inspiring to me, and I'm just a female, but it was focusing on dads and men. And so I would encourage you guys to go see that movie, Courageous, to get a better understanding of the message I'm trying to bring. And I hope that it's making sense and I'm not confusing. I'm hoping that I'm giving you guys a message that makes sense, basically. So please have some grace with me if I've been confusing at all. It's just, I'm very passionate about realizing and helping men be the men that God wants them to be. And unless we start living the roles that God set us to be, then this world's just going to get farther and farther into chaos. And none of us want that. So with that said, I hope that this has blessed you. If you want to email me, you can email me at amber@ambermayshow.com, or write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.